Chapter 3. The Big Surprise. Now Jim looked at his wife. He said, "Come here, I want to hold you." Della walked to her husband, and they held each other for a few moments. "Please don't misunderstand me," he said. "Nothing could stop me from loving you. No haircut will change that." Then he took something from his pocket and put it on the table. "Open the package," he said. "Then you will know why I looked so strange. Go on, open it up." She took the package and started to open it. A moment later, she screamed happily, "Oh, honey, it's beautiful!" This happiness soon changed to tears. Della started to cry. Her husband rushed to her side.
"Don't cry," he said. "Don't cry."
But she couldn't stop. He comforted her for a few minutes. On the table, there was a set of combs. They were beautiful. Della saw them in a Broadway store window. She wanted them for a long time. They were very expensive. They would have looked beautiful in her long brown hair. She picked them up and hugged them. She looked at her husband and said happily, "I will wear them soon. My hair grows very fast." Then she remembered something. "Oh, oh," she cried. "I didn't give you your present yet." She jumped up and opened her hand. Her eyes were now sparkling with joy. "Isn't it beautiful? It will be perfect for your watch. I looked everywhere for it today. Now you won't be embarrassed about your watch. You can look at it 100 times a day. Give me your watch. I want to put it on your watch," she said. But Jim did not give her his watch. Instead, he lay down on the sofa and smiled. "Della," he said, "I don't want to think about Christmas and Christmas presents anymore. Let's put them away. Let's use them later." "I don't have my watch anymore. I sold it to buy your combs. Why don't you make the dinner now?" Della just looked at him. She couldn't believe it. But she didn't say anything. She just went to the kitchen to prepare dinner. People love to give gifts at Christmas. This tradition began with the Magi. They were wise men. They brought gifts to baby Jesus in the manger a long time ago. They were wise men, and their gifts were wise too. This is a story of two foolish people. they foolishly gave away their most precious things. But they did it for love. This is the reason for giving gifts. So those two foolish people were the wisest of all. They are the Magi. They were poor, yet they were rich in love. They sold their most precious things for each other. This is the true meaning of Christmas.